So what are the benefits to trainees? Well, if you come into this programme, you get a highly focused 12 months of training, which is specific to your surgical requirements. The units are selected because of their high volume of cases and mostly tertiary referrals as well. There is no on-call commitment, and this has been the biggest learning point for this programme. In the early days, on-call commitment was an option, but for those who still carried on with on-call, it felt that it actually impacted on the ability to maximise the opportunity in training. And now it's almost impossible with shift-type patterns to maximise your potential training opportunities in a fellowship and still do on-call. So on-call is no longer required. But, of course, that has a knock-on effect on your salary, and that is an extremely important issue. So these trainees going through 12 months, often living away from their family to get the training, on a much reduced salary. So it's important for all stakeholders to deliver what they require. The trainees are largely supernumerary. 75% of the week is definitely supernumerary, and there are slight differences between units to a small amount of service commitment in order to deliver training for both the unit and for the individual. And I think what's important is during the year you meet and learn with maybe half a dozen highly dedicated trainers, some of which are seen as supervisors and some of which become mentors. And they become mentors for life. And often the fellows have said that during their junior consultant years that they will ring up for advice to the mentor that they developed during their oncoplastic fellowship. And recently, aesthetic fellowships have been available to all trainees. And four of our current fellows have had the opportunity to go through 3 or 4 months of pure aesthetic fellowship training. And this is an increasing number. And I think if you already have an oncoplastic fellowship, you are more likely to be successful in applying for the cosmetic aesthetic fellowship programme. And not only are you learning skills, you're learning leadership skills and in generalising preparation for becoming a consultant. And this is hugely important when taking the step from trainee into an independent practitioner as a consultant.